Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Zwen, and it's Audio Mo Day 4 today. Today I thought I'd show you something. I nearly did this as my teach someone something during February, but then I skipped that topic somehow. So I thought I'd do this today. I'll show you how my gramophone works. I have this beautiful old gramophone from I think it's somewhere before 1930, and it's a big wooden box, you have to imagine, and it's got the famous logo on there. It's an HMV one, so it's got a little picture of the dog looking to a very long tube of a gramophone, and it says his master's voice underneath. It's got a big handle on the side. You need this frequently for winding the whole thing up like this. You want to do this every song or so, otherwise it gets too slow. Okay, so there we are, winding it up. And it's got, oops, that's not part of it. That's the collection of marbles for my children. I've been good to get a marble. Sorry, that was not part of it. Right, and on top of it, you have to imagine there's a turntable which has a piece of green felt on top, and to protect the underlay of the underside of the record. And it's got a little metal disc on there that goes from slow to 78 to fast. And there's a little lever on the turntable that I'll mention in a minute. Then obviously there's the little bit with the needle on. Sort of a round bit. It says made in USA. Well, there we go. It tells you who it was made by. The Gramophone Company Limited, London, Berlin, Paris. Made in USA. Right. Best bit is this gramophone has got one of those beautiful flower-like horns on it. That's the best. That's the best bit. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you have to imagine it's, I can't remember what a flower's called actually, but it's the shape of a flower and it's metal, definitely, and black. Right, and to play you, I have selected, I've just randomly, we have a rather large selection of 78s now, which are not that easy to come by actually these days. I saw some come up on Freecycle and we were lucky to get our hands on some of them. And I have just randomly selected here music from Le Cid, ballet music. It says Part 4, Navarrese, so by Massenet, presumably. So that'll be a dance from the region of Navarre, I'm guessing. I have put the record on there. I've already wound it up. The other thing you need to know is the gramophone came with a packet of needles, because every needle only lasts you about 4 sides. So they need changing regularly. Now this needle is fairly new. It's only done 1 side so far, so it should be fine. Right. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to release this little lever here on the side of the turntable. That releases the brake, and now it makes the turntable spin. Hopefully you can hear that. Okay, so it's up to full speed. So what I'm going to do now is very carefully lower the needle down. And there we go. And that's how long one side is. And it's gone off. So very carefully needle up. And then, very importantly, stop the turntable with your hand and then put the brake on, because otherwise apparently you wear the brake out. So that's done two sides now. So now you know how that sounds. I would have to wind it up again now for the next one, just to be on the safe side. But there you go. Isn't it fabulous? It's a bit crackly. I also have to admit that at the moment it's got a towel in, because if any of you were wondering where the volume control is on this thing, yes, this is what I've learned. The phrase put a sock in it apparently comes from this era. The only way to make this quieter, and it is very, very loud without anything in the horn, is to put a sock in it, quite literally. So, but the towel's doing its job. Right. I hope you enjoyed this little journey into history of playing music, and that's it for day four. And hopefully I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.